Live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com on AMFM bands all across America and the world. And the Schwarzenegger sense of the world. A very special guest for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you he's quite lovely because his name actually is lovely. Eric Lovely, that is, from the Sovereign Citizen blog. Of some description. In fact, he's going to tell us a little bit more about it. Eric, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's good to have me. Dude, it's good to be here, Vinny.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
A lot of people have said a lot of things, time, service, things I've done over my lifetime. Most people focus on or attribute me as being one of the birthers of the idea of retaking independent individual sovereignty. I've been around for almost two decades now. We've stretched back now. I've only been on the radio and whatnot for about 5 years, but I've been fighting basically in the trenches and educating myself through documentation. In other words, I've spent large amounts of time sitting in places that no one else wants to be, like the Library of Congress and the Department of Justice, and just reading and cross-referencing and trying to understand the language that's used. So basically, I would say I'm a pioneer in returning sovereignty to the individual.
Let's think about how many ways that is currently being taken away from us.
I think it's easier to try and think of the ways it isn't.
No, I think that's a lot harder.
It's a lot shorter list, that's for sure. I think it's funny, though, as we talk about it, it's really a worldwide society issue. They don't realize how much Americans are like Australians, and Australians are, interchangeable with people in Britain in how they're dealt with from birth to death by government. What is this mysterious thing called a birth certificate? What are these mysterious numbers attached to every human being? And it's merely called a different title depending on which blotch of land you appear on. You have your corporate ID number, you have your social security numbers, you have the Canadian version. If you go over into Europe, you have stock, bond, municipal numbers. You have actually about 11 different kinds as you get into Britain and Europe and all these different things. And who owns these bonds and securitized instruments? And most people don't even realize, economic people in America and around the world don't even realize that a large portion of derivatives are actually speculation upon birth certificates. And
I love the idea that we're all livestock.
Well, I mean, that's all it is. They talk about speculating. So the biggest thing that they can make money off of and the biggest thing that they can speculate is doom and disaster and death. And how that affects productivity. So they actually hedge and create hedges against how much of the population can be killed in a year, based on the liquidation of birth certificates and the institution of new ones. So they actually trade a derivative on the livestock, the life and death of the human livestock. So, it has grown astronomically. You can call it satanic, unnatural. You can call it any name synonymous with evil, but that's really where you're sitting now.
Yeah, well, I love to be living in a nest of evil shining a little light, because light can chase away darkness, but darkness can't chase away light.
Well, that's why I chose, and copyrighted all my material under the Light in the Darkness Productions. That was my, original idea, is that if I can just make enough noise, if I can just burn, even if it caused me an early death and stress or whatever, if I can just burn so bright and so hot and make enough people around me notice me and push the darkness back far enough for more people to be exposed to that light, then they would light their own fires. However,
let's hope you're not burning the candle at both ends.
Well, after about 15 to 20 years, it is starting to look at now that I'm just not completely sure. I tried to buck history, and throughout history, the Greeks, all the different societies that were embracing the developmental ideas of freedom, they all had came down to about a 5% population shift, where the actual 5% of the population, no matter how big or how small, is the turning point. That right around 5% willing to say, look, I'd rather die if I'm not going to be free. That is really the catalyst turning point for every freedom revolutionary movement that has ever taken place. Now, just about all of them have been circumvented years after, the French, some things that went on in Australia and in the prison mining facilities. I mean, all of these things, they circumvented these things and really attempted to destroy what freedom was created, just as happened in America.
Yep. I've always said that it's never been the large majority of people that have ever really made a difference that lasted. It's always been the small, determined minority that works hard out every single day in order to make sure that it happens.
And you would absolutely be in that statement a historical genius, because that is the truth that a lot of people don't seem to get. It's the willing and the length that small, loud minority is actually willing to go that creates it. But absolutely, I mean, it has always been a small minority that made the largest and most lasting long-term differences in all of history.
Well, so that way, I find that when people are really, activists, as you were, really kind of coming up with a whole bunch of stuff, working hard, doing the research, ambushing the scumbags, doing it all, they for some reason feel alone and feel as though they're not having a great effect. When it's the direct opposite, it's actually everybody else that ain't doing anything that is alone and not having any effect. They've shut themselves off from the world. Somebody who chooses to create a better one is always the one out there copping the flak and having the big problems to worry about, because nobody else's mind has been opened to those possibilities.
I would agree, most definitely. I mean, you start out in this, and sometimes you have experiences where you go somewhere and you'll set up a booth to hand out information or talk to passerbys and give them pamphlets or CDs or whatever it is you're going to do. And you actually stand there and you're, pretty much, you might as well be invisible to 7 out of 10 people that wander by you. And probably another 1 or 2 out of those 10 people will look at you, think you're some kind of weirdo, and continue to wander on. And you might get 1 out of 10 that will actually stop and listen to you. And then from there, it's a percentages game of how many of them you can get to listen. So it really can make you feel frustrated and alone. However, like today, I hope people did everything they could for the American listeners to stop the blacklisting law. We're still waiting on the definite results as to whether or not it got passed for internet security and internet neutrality and whatnot. But in your community, finding other people like you and reaching out and spending the time with them will eliminate that feeling of loneliness.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to, is reaching out. And these days, you're meeting so many people online, or at least I am. The other day, right, I just moved to a new suburb that I've always not liked throughout my entire life. I've never lived there, never wanted to, and now I am. And thought to myself, frickin' heck, I'm alone. I don't know anybody in this godforsaken, cursed rock of a suburb. And I thought to myself, you know what? I want to find some conspiracy theorists and some truthers and some people on the North Shore. And for goodness sake, we're gonna hang out. Within a week, I found 4 people that lived not 1 to 2 minutes drive from me. Who were all into the same stuff as me.
But you know, it really is astounding, Vinny, when you go out into the community. Now, let's see, I used to do seminars and so on and so forth. But there's this really interesting element. Like I will do what's called natural life seminar, the middle of the grocery store, the laundromat. You know, it doesn't matter where I am. I'll just simply, if someone looks at me for longer than half a second, that's it. I start a conversation. I start asking them what they think. And, you know, of course, if they're drooling on themselves and hitting their head on the shelf, then I kind of, you know, move along the best I can. But this is really the situation where you take it to the community, and people would be really surprised that if people aren't already into the field of waking up or into the field of knowledge and empowerment through understanding conspiracies and different cabals and how they're set up and organized, you know, but they're right on the cusp of it. They know something's wrong. They know that they're getting a crap deal. So whether or not you find someone who already knows what you're into, or it's someone who's on the cusp of becoming like you, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, and I don't understand why more of us don't just take it right out to the street, take it to our neighbors, you know, throw a barbecue, invest a little money, put some meat on the grill or some vegan bean burgers or whatever it is on the grill that you eat, and, you know, get some alcoholic beer and some non-alcoholic beer and invite the neighbors over and actually see what they think. You know, you don't have to communicate with them. Just drop little issues and hints into the group and then sit back and watch them communicate with each other and see where it goes and see where it spreads and see who expresses what ideas, and you'll instantly see the people within your own community right around you who are very, very close to your ideology.
Oh, you always find somebody, and this is the thing about looking. If you ain't doing it, you ain't going to be finding Shiite Muslim.
Yeah, that would be true. I mean, you know, everybody says, I can't find anything, I can't find anything. And, you know, most of the time you deal with them, 80% of the time they're inside their own home and they don't really leave their home. And you're like, okay, well, how many people do you allow in your front door a day? And, well, then how do you expect to find them?
Is there sort of like the subculture among our culture of sort of antisocial people? You know, it's getting to the point where you keep calling them sheeple, you keep calling them slaves, and eventually you start to hate them just as much as the New World Order does.
Well, you know, I think the thing is it's really about good people, because it boils down to just that. It is you have two small minorities. You have, both of them are very intelligent. The common free thinker is a very intelligent man. Like if you look at Zephram, I can't remember his last name, but he's been very popular for a long time. He's more of an anarcho type capitalist individual. But you see these really intelligent individuals. Well, they're a minority on what they call the moral side, and then you have a minority on what's called the evil side. And you look at the people in the middle, and you do often think, why am I helping you? Why am I doing this? It's because we are the equivalent in intelligence to our enemy, and we know that, well, it's moral. It's the right thing to do to help them. I help myself by helping them, even if they're too stupid to understand why and what I'm doing.
It feels good to do a good thing. Ergo, that's your payment.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what people, you know, just don't understand. You know, they look at me and they say, well, you know, why are you doing this? Because on the day that person's child, who has no concept of what I'm doing, is ushered into an adulthood in a free world where they have actual free choice and a free existence, that's the payment. Because if I insure it for their child, then that means I have insured it for mine.
Because at the moment, it's basically you're born into a world that has a barcode waiting for you, and you become livestock, being able to be traded on the stock market with the clippity-clop and the hoopity-hoop with the hoops. Yes, that is your future. And I get the idea from fascism. The whole idea about fascism is to turn the state into a company and make everybody a partner in that company, as in they hold some stock. And that's basically what we've got here. You're born into a fascist system that already treats you as a stock partner that don't got no power.
Yeah, you only have C-grade stock while they have the AA frontline stock trading at the high percentages. But you're correct. You see, it actually goes back in time, all the way back into Babylon as evolution has happened in both politics, all kinds of politics. And what you saw was is that eventually the socialist agenda as far as overall gave way to the Fabians because the Fabians were most successful. So their breed was allowed to evolve and continue to expand. Then they gave you Adolf Hitler. Well, the problem was in the middle of the war, as they started transferring their scientists and their political leaders away from the Nazi Party and over into the American scientific community, American engineers community, the American community, period. The Fabian socialists realized one key thing that was wrong with fascism. So what they did was incentively do exactly what you said. Instead of merging a government with corporations, it simply made the government a corporation and then made you subsequent property or human stock in that corporation, where you're automatically, you know, you're free for about 5 minutes till somebody signs a birth certificate and puts a stamp on your butt, and that's it. You know, so this is the way the world has developed, and every single country on the planet has amalgamated itself to this. China is slowly fighting it as far as communism, but they're changing gears from communist Marxist to fascist Marxist, and they have been for some time, and they're moving into the chattel property corporate entity version because they see that it's version of control, it's version of phony voting systems and all of these other jazz, and wave a sign and say, ooh, democracy and blah blah blah, it is the best version of control. They give you a selected group of pre-approved people. You know, they dance around on TV. They let you beat your neighbor up over it. You know what I mean? They throw parties so you can beat your neighbors up over it so you feel powerful. And there you go.
Yep, we all live in a nice little brain soup, don't we? And it feels so warm and chunky. And we'll be right back after the break with a very special guest, Eric Lovely. I want to jump it.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone with us. Our needs are now different and our aims. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone with us. Is gone.
For the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can check out the featured interviews archive page there with some of the most monstrosity of big names that you would expect on Truth of Talk Radio, including George Norrie, Lindsay Williams, and the fabulous Fuzzy G. Edward Griffin. And another very special guest that we have here today, indeed, one of the... I guess you could call him sort of a retrofitted founding father, if you will, restoring the sovereignty and the like, and the and abolishing scumbaggery. It's Eric Lovely. Welcome back.
Oh well, thank you. That's I think that's a rather interesting, I guess, portrayal of me. I don't know. I like to stay away from most of the adjuration because I really. I mean, none of this is new, and I didn't think it up myself. It's not a originally born idea. However, I have honed it here and there and understood the law better than others. But really, so, I'm just a tiny little man standing on the shoulders of giants.
Well, in that case, you're not really a founding father. You're more like a grounding father.
There you go.
Okay. Now, there was something that we wanted to talk about, or rather you wanted to talk about, that apparently hadn't been touched on very much before on talk radio.
Well, no, pretty much not at all. You know, in this era with the Occupy Wall Street, and you have all these different movements, and like you were talking, where the socialists are screaming, hey, give us one more chance to make it all work. We weren't given a fair shake. And and so on. And you have all these people, and you have a lot of people now crying for a worldwide direct democracy. Plato, as well as several other people, including all of the forefathers that I have been so associated with, culminated the idea that no majority can make a law, that it doesn't matter how big the majority is, it cannot create law, that the only law that is in existence is the suffrage of nature, because we cannot dominate nature. Nature dominates us, and no matter how hard we try, even a hurricane come through and squash your town, and well, there goes your law about no rain on Tuesday. So, but this is the reality. So they implemented in America the closest thing that all the anarchists and all these people that are out there all agree on the natural common law. They just don't even realize it. Like through your voting system, where you have three votes in this republic system based on the individual. And you vote for politicians, you vote on a grand jury, and you vote on a trial jury. Now, everybody says that direct democracy is the way to go, but direct democracy still hinges upon a majority. Well, when you get into the courtroom in one of these two of your voting systems, you have now the power of nullification. Now, I understand that people are not trained on how to use it. People don't understand what it is. But one individual in all of America can change law all by himself through nullification in a jury. This is the epitome of direct individual voting. It destroys the idea of direct democracy, because you can fail at direct democracy. You can be the oppressed minority that was outvoted by everybody else. So here it is, you can simply, through nullification, you view the gentleman or the lady as not guilty, but then you actually have the power to sit down and say, all right, they're not guilty, but why? Is it because they didn't do the action, or is it the accused action is itself the law? So then you can actually study the law. You can expend resources to call in every public official who had anything to do with that law, compare it to the Constitution, and if it doesn't hold up to constitutionality, in other words, defending the independent individual's rights, then you can simply rule nullification and wipe the law from the books. I don't care who passed it, what federal organization passed it, it doesn't matter. Now, you can also prosecute the people involved in that law through this nullification process if you find in your research and your study of the evidence that they knowingly and willfully enacted it against the rights of the people. You can then instantly raise charges of treason, seat a grand jury, and send him off to the Hampi hunting ground where all the big bad people go.
Or into a 6x8 cell with a big roommate named Bubba.
Yeah, either way, depending on your state's flavor, you know, this can be done, you know, and this is on a very...
Well, a lot of people like the flavor of Bubba, especially Hubba Bubba.
Well, I mean, this is kind of, that side of it comes back into the morality issue. You know, you want justice, but not vengeance. So, you know, the hanging... Well, the hanging
let me just interject
for a traitor. Go ahead.
I think it's like these people are insane. Basically, because only an insane person would really want to take away other people's rights, because the whole idea of even having rights, anybody having rights, is because you have them too. And if you're taking away from others, you're also taking them away from yourself. So anybody who would do that would be completely insane. Ergo, send them to the nut house. Make them sit next to an old lady who is sitting there knitting a sweater that isn't there.
Yeah, it is true, you know, and that may help some of them. I think that some of them would end up in the cells where they wear jackets and they're not allowed to, like, you know, they actually wear face masks so they can't gnaw on each other's body parts.
Rambling on in the darkness about quantitative easing.
print. So
if you inflate the money supply, well, the dark one tells me to inflate the money supply.
Well, you know, I mean, people look at that and they think it's funny, and you know, they laugh about it. I laugh about it because really, it's not about that. And most people look at them, these money exchangers, it's the back end process. What is the debt for? What is the debt to do? It is to basically take every resource away from you and claim it as theirs in a way that they can portray to the public that you voluntarily gave it to them. And then they can stand up and say, well, our ideology and principles are that the best should run the world because they always rise to the top. And then they say, see, we own everything, so why not us run it? That's where you have this new technocrat, and you actually see technocrat being used loosely around the public circles now, because they believe in several stages that the problem with Marxism is that they put it in the hands of do-gooders and not in the hands of bean-counting most intelligent individuals on the planet. Because socialism wasn't given the whole entire world at one time, that it can never work. Well, these were key elements that were wrote down in the original Marxist mindsets and idea. Even Marx himself said that the only way for his opportunity to work, it needed two things. One, a government military presence willing to do anything it took to maintain that Marxism. In other words, shoot you or kill you. And two, it had to have the whole world. So it had to have nowhere for you to escape to. So, I mean, this is what you're looking at. You see them calling out for it now. Oh, give us one more chance. Give us everything and we'll fix it. And this is really a diversion, because the newest version of fascist, known as the technocrat, has moved in silently behind the scenes and securitized everything and is basically taking all the goodies. You see them moving into Greece. You see them moving into Italy and all of these different places. And what are they doing? They're extracting the gold. They're extracting the wealth. They're extracting art, paintings, buildings. They'll take anything away from you. They don't care what it is. And it's just like Jefferson said, and it's the reason, one of the reasons why I'm a major Jeffersonian, and I think Jeffersonian principles can apply in any corner of the earth. It doesn't matter what title's on the top of the document, the ideology is the same. But Jefferson told us to beware of the corporation, to not allow your government to give away the printing of your money, to not allow corporations into your life, because you would wake up one day homeless in your own country. And this is what you're seeing today. More and more, you're watching these countries implode. You listen to Max Kaiser and these people. These people are right, because these people are waking up homeless with no direction and no way to solve their problem in their own country.
It doesn't make any sense, really, does it? I feel like when you're in a country that's being harvested, as the United States and currently New Zealand and, well, virtually every country that is around the world. I'm sure that there's plenty of people who love their country as much as I love mine, and they all feel the same way, that you get intensely upset about it, right? And you wonder, who am I angry at? Like, I'm angry at the system, but the system isn't actually anything at all. It's just a whole bunch of normal people like me that are being shafted and still working for the system all the same. Who do I go after? Who do I attack? What do I do? This is what people get really confused about. They don't know how to contribute. And I feel it's just about figuring out who you are as a person, and what actually really makes you tick, what really fires you up, what makes you passionate. And whatever makes you passionate, that's the thing that you should be going and doing. Because a passionate person will do 10 times as much as somebody who's just getting paid to do it and just doing it because they have to.
I will agree with that. And, I mean, this is the oldest thing. Whenever they say, you hear the cheery version of it. If you're looking for the hero or that leader of tomorrow, it's in the mirror, you know, and they always look at that bright side. And well, when people want to say, who do I be angry with? Who am I? Who should I be angry at? Well, they should grow up and honestly start in the same place. Look in the mirror. Your apathy, your willingness to stop associating with your neighbors, to trade real social intelligent conversation and community action for some electronic gadget inside your cell, I mean your home, and never go outside. You know, the anger should first start with you, and the anger should sculpt you. It should make you say, okay, well, what is good? What is right? And what is moral? And how do I want to lead my life? So it all does start in the mirror. And once you find out who you are, then yeah, everything else starts to come into place. And you realize that you're not really combating individuals. Like, you know, everybody talks about all the, you got, yes, there's the Olympians. They exist. They work within the different organizations as known as Illuminati and all these other factions and things around the world. You know, these aren't far blown ideas. Are they as bad as everybody say they are as far as their ideology of eating babies and all this, that, and another? I don't know. I'm not one of them. You know, all I can tell you is what history is mixed with myth and truth together about these groups, but they do exist. Now, you know, once you figure out that it's a system that you're fighting, stop trying to fight individuals. Stop chasing individuals around the world crying war crimes and we're going to get you. Just attack the system itself. Stop paying its taxes. Stop giving it the information it wants. Stop doing what it tells you to do. Stop getting a license to be married. Stop registering your vehicle. Stop registering your children. You know, simply take its ammunition away for it. Now, unfortunately, the Marxist, when backed into a corner, becomes a rabid animal. And they react swiftly and painfully. However, this is the way you beat this. You can't chase George Bush down the street with a sign saying, we're going to hang you for treason. Doesn't make really a bit of difference in the world. You attack the system. Once you dismantle the system and recreate actual courts where you are the righteous judge of the situation in society, then you can start saying, well, what's the evidence and who are the culprits of this system that we destroyed? First, you have to take the system. Stop chasing the henchmen who are really just pushing levers and pulling buttons. Or, well, pushing buttons and pulling levers. You know what I mean.
Yeah, have you noticed, like, on a Bond movie, how all these henchmen die and it doesn't seem to affect the plot quite so much of the evil overlord?
Well, no, because he's got a countless number of them while he's, you know, rubbing his little naked cat and going down the alley in his wheelchair or whatever to hop in his spaceship to take away. Yeah, James Bond, you know, mowed through a 300-man mercenary army and turned off the massive nasty device. But, you know, these people always get away. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You have to focus on the system and destroy their apparatus. And once you get back into a free society, the problem that the Fabians found out and the reason why they went with the corporate entity is because if they attempted to compete with the free market, they always got found out. The monopoly laws came into effect. Different banking countries would come in and blow the whistle. I mean, this was the problem they were having. So this is the reason why they changed fascism into corporatism, as some people like to call it, where the countries are actually corporations in and of themselves.
And everybody in that country as a citizen is basically just a piece of stock in that country, you know, like a floating stock market. Pretty much every country has a rating on the stock agency or something like that, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can find any birth certificate number you want if you pay, well, the last time that I did it, if you pay the subscription-free fees to Dun & Bradstreet, and then they'll give you recommendations for, well, we'll do it after the break.
Indeed we will. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Eric Lovely, the Grounding Father. And we'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. But we will find you on the Vinnie Eastwood Show and talk about lots of naughty things that we're not supposed to, because we're just bad people in general, aren't we?
I guess.
Eric Lovely, welcome back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, I'm one of the most insane individuals on the face of the planet. But hey, who's keeping score? Hey,
isn't that communism programming? Like, if somebody disagrees with communism, you then you classify them as insane and then send them to a re-education clinic, because these poor people obviously can't think for themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's really a classic Marxist opportunist type of thing, where they attack you from every angle possible. They sick, you know, these crazy people who want to tell you that they can tell you how the brain works, and oh yeah, you need this pill because you're nuts because you don't believe in social justice. I mean, that's basically their line of thinking.
Yeah, and there's all these lines, right? Social justice, sustainability. What I hear is draconian laws to suppress everybody's freedom of every kind and Agenda 21.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we should find some acronym to put in there for that. But, you know, it's really what it is. Most people, they don't want to realize or face up to it. You know, you just have an event here in America over the MP Global and what's going on with it. And then you have look at the national version through Greece and Italy. And basically, even if you're in an environment in the supposed free market, and a company fails, and you lose, and you're basically on the losing end, you're a victim. The technocrat individuals swoop in, they snatch up all the money into one big pile, and pay off the people they want to and they choose to first, and tell the rest of the losers, well, you're going to have to take a cut in your reimbursement so that we can fairly reimburse everybody who's involved. And this is just, you know, it's more draconian ridiculousness. It's more of this fascist idea. And really, what you're looking at now here is the implementation of the IMF and what they want to bring you is no different. The only difference is the new fascist one world corporation is just that. It's going to be one corporation now instead of 194 individual nation corporations. This is how we're going to fix it all. You guys just liquidate all your corporations and merge. We'll do the grand world merger into one corporation. We'll put these technocrats in charge, and that's what's going to fix it all. It's the same exact system. There isn't any difference in the system. So how is it going to work?
Yeah, that's what I find is really funny. In fact, we had a comment today that I read the only reason socialism didn't work and resulted in tyranny and you know, goodness knows how many people being slaughtered in Russia, heaps of people being recruited into a home spying network, and goodness knows the atrocities and the scumbaggery that came out of Russia during the Cold War. It just wasn't instituted properly. No, I think it was instituted perfectly. Okay? It was done exactly to plan, and heaps of people got exterminated as a result, because that's the ultimate plan, isn't it? They figured out that because they've got robots and stuff to do a lot of the work now, they don't need so many people. Having lots of people around is dangerous because, you know, occasionally one or two of them might wake up and something like that. What if all of them wake up? Wouldn't be able to stop them.
Or one or two of them might want some stuff, you know? They might actually want to live in something bigger than a refrigerator box while you're in your mansion. But that's really where you've gotten to. You know, you hit it right on the head when you start talking about robots. The ultimate endeavor of the Marxist was always to manage the population to a number where it was manageable. In other words, they could manage controlling those amount of people easily. And even if they revolted on some degree, 50% or more, that there would be enough machines and technology that did all of the producing that it wouldn't matter if they were revolted, and they could exterminate them and then allow the population to swell back up to about 500 million people. And people think that that's somehow some type of foreign idea, but the same bankers, the same technocrats, the same people that have carried the eugenics mantra through each name change that it's had, through every century of its existence, all the way back into the days of Babylon, they have been continually honing their idea on how to best control their cattle people, their cattle civilians, to produce for them and to give them power. It's the same idea. You know, it's nothing new under the sun. You just have a shinier version, you know. You have $3,000 suits and nice watches and jet airplanes now instead of horses and chariots and, you know, whips and chains. You now have a machine. They don't have to whip you. They simply have to exterminate you because they have a machine that will do your job.
I like my shiny world government extermination planes.
There's a lot of people now that are really, really, you know, just don't understand what it is that they're dealing with. The Marxist believes one of the key ingredients to Marxism, which is the key ingredient to every and all socialism on the planet, I don't care what version you got. I don't care how many pixies and rainbows and flower dust you've sprinkled on it to make it pretty. It doesn't matter. It believes in the end justifies the means. So however it has to get there is how it'll get there. If that means killing over 50% of the world's population so that everyone will accept Marxism, then that's what they'll do. They don't care. It's in their ideology to do whatever it takes at any and all cost to achieve the ultimate goal of running the world under a Marxist system. Simple as that.
And people think you're crazy when you say that. And it's like, well, my dude, I'm not the one who believes in this ideology. They do. They believe it with a passion. These people belong to all the same freaking clubs. They go on to become your president, your prime minister, your heads of state, your law firm critique aficionados, and various other fools and twits that everybody doesn't like, but winds up having copious quantities of power over everybody anyway, because there's a whole bunch of stupid people that will follow anything that anybody says if they're wearing a white frickin' lab coat from Harvard or a nice shiny uniform from Nazi Germany.
Oh, it's the funniest thing in the world. It's like Noam Chomsky. Now the man interjects some truth here and there, but he's a Marxist. He always has been a Marxist. So, in other words, he lives by the ideology that I will do or say or claim anything to get to a one-world Marxist agenda. And if you listen to him, he badmouths all of these different people. But his ideas produce people like Hillary Clinton. These are the types of people that end up in power. And you look at her, she's below average intelligence. She has no class. She has no real swagger. She has no self-demeanor about her whatsoever that says anything. So you try and wonder how she stayed in power and accumulated so much power. Well, I'll send you to a clip where she learns that Muammar Gaddafi was murdered, and her response should be all the evidence you need. That's why she's in power, because she's willing to butcher, chop up, revel in the disgust of anything she has to do to get to the end goal of communism or true Marxism.
Well, see, I just thought she was an alien and the proper pronunciation of her name was Clinton.
She's a Clintonian, huh? From the planet Clintock.
Yeah, from the planet clip off your entire head from your body and dance around with it, wearing it as a decorative birdcage.
And it really is, we make jokes and we laugh about it. But if we look at society, one of the things that brought us here was probably, I'm going to speak, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you probably looked around at the world and the people around you and said, man, you people are screwed up. You know, there's something wrong with you. And you can actually see from the mental conditioning, as we talked about in the break, through public schools, through the downgrading of your nutrients and things coming into your body, then coupled with high doses of metallic poison shots that are stored in your brain and lower your IQ over time. I mean, this is proven. And it disrupts the synaptic pathways from being created within your brain that will help you with creative thinking and problem solving. It also helps you overcome and control emotions better. And so you're in this society and you look around and you know something's wrong, but the epitome of that society, if you really want to see how bad it is look at your leaders. And you have these disgusting, bloated, nasty people that just almost wet themselves at the sheer brutal murder of someone in the middle of the streets by a gang. And, you know, this is the image of how bad it is in your society.
Hey, isn't everybody who gets on TV pretty much an image of how bad society is, you know? That's basically what it's come down to. You got all this celebrity news. Oh, she's getting ridiculously massive. Oh, she's getting ridiculously skinny. Oh, he's engaging in copious amounts of fornication with random chicks and catching various diseases and smuggling cocaine in his rectum. Oh, she's not very good. She's been shoplifting. These are our models of society. These are the people that you're meant to crave to be like. You're supposed to be like musicians in the 60s who took so much drugs that they'd fall over in front of live television. You're supposed to make sure that your Barbie dolls are very, very nicely well manicured and hairbrushed and kept in a nice sterile environment instead of actually wanting to do something with your life. You're supposed to go to Lady Gaga concerts as she revels in an entire suit made of dead animal flesh meat and go, oh, isn't she freaking cool? She's got gristle and bone and mixed rectangle. Don't buy into it, folks. I can assure you, it's just as nuts as I make out. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Funniest 2 hours of talk radio. It's your combination of comedy and conspiracy, known only as the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, exclusively live, free, and various other corporate promotions and responsibilities and whatnot. My very special guest is Eric Lovely. And he is quite lovely, isn't he? Eric, welcome back.
Oh, man. It's been a real pleasure to be here so far, and you know, and the conversation is funny yet hopefully stimulating to some people. And you know, something that I was talking about before, because I have people listening to the show, in case most people don't realize, and they're actually sending me Skype messages in curiosity about, you know, how they go about doing their republic or whatnot, how they would set that up once they quote unquote win their freedom within their own country or nation, and it's really easy. You just take the foundation work, the Constitution for the United States of America. You do not, if you're looking for the document out there in other countries, you do not want the Constitution of the United States. That is, it has another title. It's called the Organic Document of 1871, which then beget the Constitution of the United States. You want to go back to the original one written by the forefathers and use that as your foundation, and then your own populace will make its tweaks from there, and you simply strip the title off the top and put whatever on there. Bula Bula Land, you know, New Zealand, you know, Australia, Quebec. You know, like I said, Gula Gulaville, it doesn't really matter. So, I mean, it's really that simple, because the main thing you want to focus on is that your basis for law, the republics are ruled by law. Now, you can have bad republics, because like the Communist Republic of China is ruled by the law of Marxists, not by the law of the individual. So you want to base your law system solely on the individual and the idea that no majority could make or enforce anything on anyone.
The problem I have with China is it wasn't a majority that overthrew them. In fact, Chairman Mao, I believe, only had 1% popular support and exterminated something like, what, 50, 60 million Chinese?
Very, very, very true. Well, I mean, he did more than that. I think at one clip in the beginning, he did about 45 to 50 million. But there's been subsequent tens of millions that have gone missing. Their body parts have been sold from prisons. You know, on and on and on. And you're right. However, at the same time, in America, most of the population sided with the king because they were scared of him. They were just too terrified and they didn't want to do anything, or they were getting some massive benefit from the king and the king's policies. So in America, you only had about 4%. So really, either way, it's proof. Doesn't matter if it ends up being good, a moral government, or it ends up being evil, totalitarian government. It's done by the minority. It is the minority willing to push harder than anyone else that makes things happen in politics.
Then why is it that the Occupy movement is always going on about how we are the 99%, when in reality they are in fact the actual 1%, the 1% of real active people who give a flying F and want to get out there and do something? That is actually a good thing.
Well, it is true. They're kind of living under the doctrine, like in the Jeffersonian period, Washington said, "We are but the brave that represent the mass." And that's what the kind of mantle that they're trying to take on, that, you know, the rest of the 99% is too scared to be out here, so we're going to come out and represent them for them. But then they're asking for things like a one-world democracy, a one-world banking system. Well, gee, that's all the things that they're supposed to not being asking for. You know what I mean? They're asking
and
for the market.
And aren't they central planks of the Communist Manifesto as well, a global democracy and a global central bank?
Yep, that would be they have a revised global Marxist manifesto now, because they've realized that the ideas of communism are untenable. They don't work correctly, that this new version of technocrat capitalism is the epitome of Marxism. So this is the new Marxist manifesto that's coming forward. You'll start seeing it probably in the next 2 or 3 years as global government is structured. But yeah, they believe in a one world democracy. That's the plank. Supply the people with a one world democracy administered by the elite, the technocrat. A one world economy administered by the technocrat. So, Occupy Wall Street is out there, and, you know, hey, you're getting everything you asked for. They're taking over Europe right now, but they'll be here soon. Don't worry. Your technocrat committee, appointed by some fat slobbin guy who, you know, is an overindulgence and whatever other nasty things, will send a committee over here to help you turn your country into a technocrat Marxist plank of the one world order. I mean, this is what you see coming to fruition.
And you and your kids will also be able to fly Predator drones all the way over in Pakistan. Love and Hellfire missiles for all.
I can't wait till that, you know, really, I can't wait till that happens, because I think it's at, you know, I mean, you're making a joke, but right now they're programming you, the civilian, to do these Big Brother options where you sit all night long and drink your beers and stare at cameras and go, "Oh, there's a criminal, let's get him." And, you know, and you turn him in, and you, so how far of a leap are they from, well, earn special credits from the government, get extra food for your family, or ship them to a slightly better education area as you rack up credits playing Predator Joan International, and the more people you kill, the more credits you get. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Microsoft, yeah. I could just see Microsoft Predator Drone Simulator coming out, you know? but why are you trying to explain it to them for, Eric? They're the people who think that Technocrat is a DJ.
yeah. I mean, it's getting to be a bit ridiculous. You know, you start using some of this terminology, and I find it difficult as well as daunting to attempt to, downgrade the vocabulary so that they can, you know, use it. But then you still have to start to do word association when you downplay the vocabulary, so that when they hear technocrat, they associate it with what it actually is, you know, instead of spinning discs on a Saturday night and taking beans until your eyeballs pop out. So, but what are we going to do as far as education? You know, this is a question I have, because I've listened to your show a few times, and I've heard a lot of people that you've had on your show, and I've followed, Griffin, I really enjoy listening to him and some others that you've had on your show. But, do we see ourselves with this Occupy Wall Street movement and what they're actually asking for? I mean, I see this is a turn for the worst. Everybody keeps telling me that it's a turn for the better, and I'm like, it's a turn for the worst.
Well, it depends whether or not the... in fact, Margaret, I'm just going to go right ahead and agree with you, because that's the kind of vibe that I get. I went down there the other day, right, and I've custom designed and made 11 professional-looking DVDs, you know, for various activists and my videos and stuff. And I bring down this whole stack of them for Occupy people, and I've got many friends in that camp because I kind of rotate in a lot of different circles, even people that I do or don't agree with or whatever. I do know that they're a good person, so I become friends with them and get comments from them on video and that kind of thing when we're at protests, because they're at a lot of them. And it gets to the point where when you're talking to the people that you don't know there, oh, mate, there's some real screwed up stuff happening, you know. Couple of clued up people, to be sure, there always is. And there's some of them there that are just like, well, they're almost too easy to put in a box and say, let's not get that pair of shoes.
Yeah, unfortunately, with some of these groups in here, and you start communicating with the people who are at Occupy Wall Street, and you start listening to them, like when Peter Schiff went down and started actually asking questions, and he was surrounded by people that really had no clue. They had no clue how wealth is created, no clue where money and finance comes from, no clue what securitized options and you know, they're chasing Wall Street, they're chasing the corporation, and they're completely ignoring the government and the Federal Reserve System, which is the key capstone, your central banks. They're just completely ignoring those things. Yeah, they want to talk about them, and we should regulate the Fed a little bit, but we got to get them corporations, you know. And if you eliminate corporations, you know, I mean, your government would evaporate, and then you would have to reform another government. So, I mean, people aren't even, you know, they don't even understand the problem. They don't even understand, like you hear them screaming about corporate personhood. And, you know, people don't understand that corporate personhood is two words that mean exactly the same thing, corporation and person. They're the identical, one and the same. Just because you've been convinced to call yourself a person doesn't mean you aren't a corporation.
Yeah, well, just like revolution means to go in a bloody circle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's why, you know, it's so difficult when dealing with the language dynamic with people, because they go to these education systems and they've been programmed that this is proper English and this is how you speak, and you have foreign language, foreign words buried in your curriculum, like the word understand. You're constantly used to try and use this word. Well, in Old English, okay, there was no such word. It didn't exist. The word was comprehend. Now you've been injected with this word understand. Where does it come from? It comes from a legal dictionary. It means to stand under the authority of whoever just asked me if I understand. So if you say, yes, I understand, you're saying, yes, I stand under your authority. And you're programmed with what understand means in a social environment, so that when you get into the courtroom, you're agreeing to something and you don't even know you're doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like word magic, you know? I can pull a rabbit out of a hat. I can use a word that actually means something else, but you don't know that, and I do, because I was trained as a scumbag.
Well, yeah, here's another thing. These socialists, right, they say that, like, let's say you and I, we deserve a house. We deserve free money. We deserve free medical care and all these other things, right? Well, give them to me. Just hand them to me. No, fill out these papers first and register and apply. And, well, no, you already said I deserve them. Why do you need more information? I thought I already deserved them. You know, so it's these little stupid word games, these little things that we go through. It makes us look dumb. It really does, as a society. It makes us look really stupid. And then, you know, we get upset because you got these ho-hee-ho guys sitting up on top of the mountain, and, you know, they got grease dripping in their beards from all the live game they've been swallowing, and they're swilling beer, and they got, you know, underage prostitutes running around, and they're laughing at you. They're just laughing their head off because you really are dumb. I mean, it's not something I want to say to hurt people's feelings, but that's why I said when you go, you have to go to the mirror. You have to realize that the problem is starting with you.
I am my own worst enemy, and I am the biggest problem that I will ever have. Okay? Realize this, people, because you also need to recognize that I, and I alone, have the power to change all that. To make something that has never existed before, just by the power of my sheer will. It's how much strength an individual has once they decide, yep, that's going to be my work. That's going to be my life work. I don't care what guns they point at me, what knives they prick me with, or whatever form of viral weaponry they put in the latest vaccine, I am still going to keep working and keep vanquishing these filthy, disgusting scumbags. That, you can't argue with a person like that. You can't beat them. Okay? The best way to beat an enemy is to get them to feel like they're going to lose. Okay? You can't do it to a person like that because they don't care if they lose. They only care about messing you up. Government, police, New World Order assorted filth. We only care about messing you up. Everything that you do messes us up, and it's payback time. Don't underestimate an enemy who's got nothing to lose, because we all know that you're going to take it anyway.
Well, you know, you're right throughout history, and people really, you know, they think it's speech that's given to you to make you feel good or give you a warm and fuzzy feeling. But if you go back in time and you take some of the best generals of the day, and this we're talking about real enemies where they're killing each other, and they invade the Islam territories in search of Jerusalem. And what their best generals that had won so many battles just had came home and said that we finally realized that one man impassioned to be free on his own land is better than 15 paid trained soldiers. So the power is within you. It has been recognized through history. Now you just have to recognize it and do something with it.
I think that when we talk about getting people active, they need to realize that you don't actually necessarily have to follow anybody, okay? And because that's the best way to get led astray, isn't it? To just follow somebody else blindly. There's so many people with so many ideas about how to bring us towards freedom, whether it be the Zeitgeist movement or the Free Man movement or the X and X climate change movement, the Occupy Wall Street movement. If you're part of a movement, then you're not moving in your own direction, okay? And so it's very easy to be swept out to sea on the tide of somebody's bad idea.
That is really true to an extent, but at the same time, strong leadership. You know, there were a lot of great people in this world, and you know, Jefferson said that a group or movement, an idea, is really what a movement is, and an idea without any leader is really going nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true as well. I think we're just trying to strike the balance, aren't we? Because at the moment, we don't really have anything good to follow, do we? And that's why all the movements seem to go astray. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Eric Lovely. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Eastwood Show, because we can do it anyhow, because we're jamming a big monkey wrench into the machinery of the new world global government eugenicist vaccine pushing aspartame drinking calcified frontal lobe fluoride swilling masses of scumbags that currently populate this cockroach infested yet quite pretty planet Earth. And my very special guest Eric Lovely, he's trying to take it back. He's one of the grounding fathers of the of the sovereignty movement. And I feel quite, substantially humbled to have you on the show, to tell you the truth, Eric, because you do have a real a wealth and a massive knowledge. And, you know, just like it says in the movie 2012, I wish we had more time.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely... it's a thing that takes a long time to assimilate. There is so much knowledge that, you know, I tell people I would learn it and assimilate it at your pace. Take the information into your mind at your own pace and speed, but I would work on the fundamental principles. Everybody can get to where I'm at and understand, comprehend everything that I'm saying and be able to utilize it out of their own vocal boxes in their own mind. It just takes time. But for now, we are in a rush to focus on the actual serious nuts and bolts issue. And if they're not offering you anything, any form of government, any fix that they offer you, if it does not free the individual, if it does not set free the individual and empower the individual, it's then take the old Reagan drug commercials. Just say no.
Yeah, at least Reagan came up with something useful before he was shot. I wanted to talk about like the sort of responses that you get from people when you talk to them about this stuff, because it's so far afield from them that just try to understand who you're dealing with when you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know what you're talking about. You're dealing with somebody who has lived their entire life believing in a system that was put up and concocted specifically to make them believe in the system and nothing else, and to disregard everything else as if it doesn't freaking exist. There's a psychological condition called cognitive dissonance. When you've got that big built-up idea, like a worldview, and somebody comes and attacks your worldview, you've got three typical responses. You'll either ignore that person entirely, you'll walk away, or you'll start attacking the messenger. And the way that they attack you will usually fall into this category of the reptilian brain response. You know, when somebody suddenly snaps at you and they start away with this chain of abuse or something of that nature because you just suddenly offended them. You know, very extremely aggressomundo type aggro mango. It's not the best form of response when you're in an intellectual argument discussion type scenario. But they do it anyway, because they've gone to the very primitive part of the brain known as the reptilian part of the brain, which processes all that kind of survival type mentality. Your brain is trying to react and protect its fragile offspring, which is its worldview, by aggressively attacking the things that threaten it. It's a natural response. But people don't understand this when they go into the scenario. They don't expect that somebody's just going to suddenly fly into a rage and then try and shove them into the middle of the road and pull out some description of piano wire and attempt to choke the life out of you. You don't expect it. And generally it doesn't happen, but you never know.
Well, I will tell you, Vinny, it does happen. I mean, as someone who's been egged by nuns, yes, nuns in nun attire in the street, you realize this stuff.
And none too soon.
But yeah, I mean, these are things
okay.
that happen.
You know? All right, okay. Even yeah. nuns will egg you. You've heard it from Eric Lovely here today.
Well, you know, when you start talking about the U.S. and all this stuff and the different citizens, you know, and basically the situation that broke down where I was comparing the passport registration in America, or the United States, and there are two classifications, and you have to choose one. You have to choose a U.S. citizen or an American free national. And I simply pointed that out to them and told them, well, the free sovereign individual is the American free national. The chattel slave property is the U.S. citizen, and you're not a free citizen of the Republic. And they egged me and said that I was, you know, treasonous and a traitor and so forth. And it was just, it was definitely a humbling experience to go through.
Yeah. Well, at least they didn't crack out a couple of long rulers on you, Blues Brothers style.
I'd have been in trouble then. I'd have been lighting candles and giving penance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would have gotten read your last rites.
Yeah, you know, and we laugh about these things, but this is the way, you know, society is. You take this information out into the world, and you never know what you're going to be getting in return. And generally, I would prepare yourself for, you know, for negativity, because that's what you're going to get from a large majority of the people that you encounter with, because reassessing your whole entire life and your entire belief structure is monumental. And it takes a real true grit individual to be able to at least admit and say, look at their things and say, okay, well, let's see if I'm wrong. Let's actually look at the evidence and see if what I've believed forever is wrong. And, you know, that's about 50% of the people. The other 50% either walk away, stare at you like you're nuts or so forth. But the ones that will listen to you for half a second, they're also the ones that will react violently. Because at the very point moment that they can no longer look at the situation and enjoy their own rosy image of the world, they're angry. And they're angry at you.
Yep. Because you're the one who did this. Therefore, it's your fault. You know, it's kind of like dissociation. Like when you go to work and you get real ticked off with your boss, and then you come home and you take it out on your wife. That's kind of what's going on here. Because somebody's just come into you. They've loaded you with all these conspiracy theories. Your entire worldview just gets flipped upside down because you don't have the evidence to argue against it. And you can't have the evidence to argue against it because it doesn't exist, unfortunately. So you're screwed. And you get real ticked off that you're screwed. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that you got raised your entire life to believe something that wasn't true. I'm sorry Santa Claus doesn't exist. I'm sorry the Easter Bunny ain't going to be giving you those chocolate eggs this Easter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. By the way, George Bush doesn't exist either.
Well, you know, here's something else that I get in trouble for, but it's really along the same lines of kind of like mental instability. And people get really, really angry about this one because you hear the mantra, oh, we hate the wars, but you got to support the troops. Well, let's look at that. One, if you look at history and you look at the documentation, a standing army is illegal. Two, a government has no power to erect that standing army, so the government has created a crime. Therefore, the government now enacts you in a war. Well, you also have to look at this military force as a complete voluntary force. You sign a contract for them to pay you. You're paid to kill and break things. You know, so when you look at these wars and they tell me to support the troops, I have a real problem with that. I am becoming more and more problematic with that because why don't you get back on the boats, get back on the helicopters and come home? Why don't you vacate the military bases? Why don't you, you know, because the apparatus to arrest you is you. So what's the problem? You know, that's when I get into arguments with people. Well, there is no moral basis for what the military is doing, and it's a voluntary system. So why are you volunteering? Why are you joining a killing machine that kills for profit, kills for joy, and then crying to me about you want the wars to stop and you want to be free? So to me, it gets to be a little bit unpalatable, and I start to question the level of decision making process, you know, as to what got you in the military anyways. And in the beginning, it might not have been that way as far as in the early 2000, but as the 2000s started to unfold, you know, people who are joining the military now, well, 10 years ago, these wars were going on. They're still going on now, and we're giving you new wars to fight. So there is no longer a military with these new recruits going in that really has a lot of forgiveness for me. They know what's going on. They see what's happening around the world. And just because they believe that the evil Taliban terrorist desert guy who's living in a hole has created the master plan to kill his mom and all of his friends, and he truly believes that, I mean, that's not my fault. That's also not my problem. You know, it's something they have to fix. So I find myself more and more difficult to say that I, you know, really respect what the troops are doing because they continue to do the evil. They're whining about it, but they're not actually stopping. They're not saying, no, send me to the brig. No, send me to the to Leavenworth. I'd rather break rocks than kill people aimlessly. You don't see this happening. So I mean, it's a very touchy subject, but it is also a very real one.
Well, as I always say, if you tell the truth, that you'll offend both sides of any argument. And but the whole supporting the troops thing, I mean, look, you talked about how people don't really make conscious decisions, like they don't know what the heck they're doing. That's programming, okay? They don't, they're not doing it because they're making a conscious decision or anything like that. They've been programmed in a lot, in many, many ways to think that that's a good idea, to think that it's honorable, to think that blah, 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 blah. When the reality is, here's a translation. I don't support the troops. I support the people who voluntarily kill, maim, and destroy for fun.
But, you know, and I look at it this way. I think that I have more of an ability to talk about the situation because 90% of the people who will hate you for saying this type of thing, or they'll say hate speech responses or whatever it is towards you because you've said this, 9 out of 10 of them have never served. They're not one of them. They don't actually comprehend and know. They're just running around screaming this banner of, you know, support our American sons, and they haven't actually been one of them. And being that I have, I think I have the grounds to speak to these people, and because that's what I'm really talking when I talk to the military. You know, it's like, you know, come out of that situation, free yourself, break the bonds, you know. And they learn. Most soldiers, when they come home after this war event, they're awake. They're stone cold awake. The problem is that they have been subjected to torment and trauma on levels that is just mind altering. And, you know, even though they're awake, it's difficult to get them to join back in society and help out in the fight. Now, some of them do, but it's rare anymore.
It's becoming such it's, well, hit and miss, and there's a lot of collateral damage, isn't it? This is why the military is not a good place, because if you wanted to actually support the troops, you'd bring your boys home so they wouldn't continue to be subjected to brainwashing, torture, suffering, and sitting out in this hot frickin' desert sun, walking through the middle of nowhere where people will be pot-shotting at them with AK-47s. That's supporting the troops, not giving them a freaking hamburger from Halliburton. That ain't supporting the troops. That's supporting the machine, which grinds the troops up into hamburger.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's really the biggest thing that's disheartening to me about the populace when they say support the troops. You know, bring them home. You know, bring the brothers and sisters, bring my brothers and sisters back across the pond to, you know, where we can take care of them, where we can tend to their needs and help to try and reconstruct their lives. You're not doing anything by letting them stay in the situation. They're now being given, you know, mind-altering drugs. They're being shot up with different psychedelic drugs to break down the long-term effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. In other words, if we just blitz them out of their mind as they're butchering people, they won't have any long-lasting mental effects from it. That's the new theory of military, ongoing wars. You got to stop it. You know, en masse, out in the streets, and just don't go home until one thing. You know, that would be amazing if we could focus as a people on one thing. Just bring the troops home. Let's start with that. Let's get on the main page and just camp out and just say, no, bring the troops home. End the wars right now. Evacuate all the military bases and bring them home to our own shores.
Yeah. And who offers greater support to their sons and daughters than their parents, okay? Send the boys home to mom and what have you. That's where they're going to get their most support. In fact, now there's so many people in the United States who are going through higher education and college and whatnot that they're graduating with monstrous amounts of debt, can't find a job because of the failing economy and more the fact that their college degrees ain't worth shockingly anything anymore, because everybody's freaking got one. They have to go home, and it's called full nest syndrome. Dig that. Empty nest syndrome is over, baby. That is so last decade. Now it's full nest syndrome because kids can't afford to pay for their own place to freaking live. And the parents, the elder generation nowadays, all their social security and everything's been robbed away by institutions like Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs. They've got you by the short and curlies, ladies and gentlemen. They're taking away everything that's of value, taking away your culture, taking away your spirit, and in the case of the military, they're also taking away your family members. They ain't going to stop until they're taking it all. We'll be right back after the break. TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio. Welcome back. Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, final segment today with my very special guest, the lovely Eric. Oh, sorry, Eric Lovely. I think it works both ways, as he does, both in the 1 foot on the ground,
yeah.
Oh. Have 1 foot charging forward into the very bowels of the beast, wrestling with the concepts, slaying them like old sea dragons in a Beowulf-type fashion. It's Eric Lovely.
Well, man, your introductions just get better and better.
I try.
Well, you know, I mean, it really is. It seems like that. It seems like the days of old, you know, or myth where you're fighting magical beings casting fireballs and things at you. I mean, the fireball is just named policeman, or you know what I mean. It really is. They'll send their minions and their hordes out to pick you apart, to turn you against your neighbor, to turn your neighbors against you, to sell each other out. They'll go into the community, and even the cops do it. I mean, like we were talking in one of the breaks, it's a mafia setup system. The cops go out into your neighborhood, and they find out what they have to give to whoever to get them to squeal on you. I mean, it really is ridiculous. You look at it, the entire mafia-style protection system is your police force. People don't even know the word police and its root origins, and they really should look at that because it goes all the way back to, well, first let me ask people, I mean, have you noticed, Vinny, that every country used to have some name for their security forces, but now every country calls them police, right? I mean, doesn't matter, policia, palazia, it's all the same root word. It's all police, no matter where you go. They all fashion the same name. Well, what does that name mean? Well, it means Praetorian. They are the Praetorian Guard. That's who they are.
Praetorian. I'm starting to get a handle on that now. I was just thinking about the very first professional Praetorian police force was the police force of Manhattan. And they called them coppers because they were really poor, but they were professionally trained, and the only metal that they could really afford to make their badges out of was the cheapest roofing copper they could find. So they made their little badges out of it, and everybody called them coppers.
Well, yeah, that's the romantic version.
Is there another version?
There's actually an official version. They're cops. Which is COP. It's an acronym. It's Citizens on Patrol. It comes out of the original militia, and the militia idea for you doing your own security sweeps and maintaining your own communities. So they made it official by making cops, Citizens on Patrol, and then they progressively amalgamated you into the Praetorian Guard known as police. And when I say Praetorians, I really mean that. For all those of you who date this back to Babylon and look at them as this is just a bloodline extension of Rome, that's what the root antonym as you go back through and you actually dig through police means, Praetorian. It's the same name. They haven't even changed. It's a different phonetic with a different language and alphabet, but it's the same, really the same root idea and word. They are the Praetorian Guards for the Empire. Now, you can convince yourself that the Fabians didn't control Rome and so on and so forth, but that's just a lack of education. When you look at this group, so they've told you who they are. They don't actually hide. You just have to do a little education and break down the words and understand where they come from and what they mean and look at the actual phonetics of the word and its history. And you'll understand that every single country now has been invaded by the Roman Praetorian Guard. You belong to Caesar. And, you know, these are things that people really, really need to understand. And now as you look around the world and you start seeing everybody called police, you'll hopefully start to put things together and think about this topic.
Yeah, I just thought they were called police because everybody says, "Police, don't beat me up." But but anyway, getting on with more brighter topics and whatnot, other than the light you see at the end of the tunnel after you've been beaten viciously to death by the New York City Police Department. Eric, I was just going to wonder what you're looking at the geopolitical situation that we have now with the tensions in the Middle East and the general collapsing of the EU economy, the overarching levels of scumbaggery within the USSA. What do you think is going to happen next over the next year or so?
Well, I think that they're going to work diligently on their seven-country invasion. If you don't know what that is, there was a list of seven countries that was handed to a retired general. This has been confirmed that the White House, you know, post 9/11 and everything else, had an agenda to invade seven countries throughout the Middle East: Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Sudan, and I don't know if I said Iran or not, but there's seven individual ones. And if you look at the list, you can see we have progressed down that list. You see us antagonizing the next people on the list. So I see more war, more destabilization. I see the possibility of a true Islamic radical state amalgamating itself out of all of the Arab nations and the Middle Eastern countries. You see many other problems starting to develop as India is now going to be sucked in as a mainstay. They've always, for a long time, wanted to put India in a direct conflict with China because of the manpower numbers match up, and then America would come in and mop up the pieces. That has always been their ideology. I see more war, more destruction, more loss of lives on both sides, the tightening grip of the government to bring that war front home to America. As the more we resist, they will continue to step up the quelling of the resistance until basically everything just comes apart at the seams. There are some people that say it will end in thermonuclear war. I'm not sure if it will go to that extent. However, if the region becomes volatile enough, I don't put it past Israel to nuke everyone that's around them. Israel's already talking about invading a foreign nation without any just cause and so on and so forth. You know, what do we really do with this situation other than hold on for the ride and defend our own soil? That's where we have to start. We have to start in our own nations and our own states, which are countries, and develop them and fight back and push back to slowly pull apart the control, because it's the same way Rome was taken apart originally, is that each independent state finally demanded its freedom from the empire. And that's where you're going to be at. Is there going to be a lot of bloodshed? Is there going to be a lot of violence involved? Absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Are there going to be time periods where food and resources are going to be highly restrictive and difficult for you to get? Absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt. How long it will last really depends on how long it takes you to win. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Because these people,
how long is a piece of string? You know, that's basically what it boils down to. Nothing is certain. Anybody who makes any prediction and holds fast to it as if nothing can change it or what have you, like the world is going to end on this particular date or there will be exactly this kind of thing happen, then you can give your thoughts and what have you. But I find that the smartest people who make predictions of the future don't cling to those predictions, because as soon as new evidence comes alight, even so much as the next day, their entire raft of predictions can change, you know? And that's just why you have to really live in the moment, because you know what's happening right now, but trying to predict it out, extrapolate, what have you, becomes incredibly difficult. This is why I'm against the whole idea of centralization of government or governance in any way, shape, or form, and why it has to be the smallest form of government. The government of myself over myself is the most predominant form of government that I feel would be most successful, because you can actually understand yourself. Because you don't have to do a whole lot of conversing, democratizing, or what have you when you're discussing or thinking about yourself and what your needs are, okay? You already know, because you're you. Whereas the whole collectivist ideology is everybody needs to think this way, everybody needs to think that way, everybody needs to put their left hand in and their right frickin' foot out, do the hokey-tokey and shake it all about. Why? Why, mate? I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before in my life. Never had a conversation with you. And yet you think you can govern me. You don't know me. I don't know you. Stop telling me what to do.
And that is absolutely 100% true. I mean, you know, through life you'll have a few friends that you will trust with your fortune, you'll trust with your life, you'll trust with your mate, whatever. But 9 times out of 10, when you really sit down and think about it, and in the progression of your own personal agenda, where you want to be on the planet, who can you really trust? Yourself. So it is the natural form of government for you to govern yourself. And the only time an exterior body comes in is if you decided to step across somebody else's lines and say, well, my agenda outweighs yours, so I'm going to step on you. That's the only time government has any real ability or any usefulness whatsoever. So the rest of it is really, I mean, it's a lot of hogwash. So, I mean, returning to an independent republic based where the law is based on just what you said, the independent, the individual, the one. And I think the world will become a much better place.
Yeah. Just like I always say, at the end, everything comes back to the beginning. And when an old idea that has been forgotten about returns, people think it's revolutionary. Thanks very much, Eric, for coming on the show with me today. And I'll go ahead and plug your website or something, if you will.
Well, at the moment, I don't really have a whole lot of outlets, but I am still on YouTube under Ed Grot, EDGROT. There's seminars and things on there for you to look at, so enjoy.
All right, Ed Grot. It's kind of what we need to do to the New World Order and their mechanical freaking Barbarossa type system. And we'll be back some other time, ladies and gentlemen, probably with another fabulous guest. In fact, I think tomorrow we've got Trillian from New Zealand, who's an incredible hip-hop artist and exposer of scumbaggery alike. I'm sure it will be quite interesting, as was today, because we always have really cool people on the show, except me. And we'll be right back some other time.